AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise are the two top leaders for Republicans in the House. There is a new person in the number three job.
I want to congratulate Elise Stefanik and welcome her to the leadership team.
This is about being unified. I'm a proud conservative Republican, and I will fight for the Republican conference.
Stefanik is from New York. She replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney, who was ousted over her criticism of former President Donald Trump.
We've got a lot of work to do in this leadership team. We've got a lot of work to do in this conference. The policies of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are destroying this nation.
Stefanik has given voice to many of Trump's false claims about election fraud. Liz Cheney was among 10 House Republicans who voted this year to impeach Donald Trump for inciting the Capitol riot. A House panel reached an agreement to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the riot in January. Republicans in the House are not happy. Some coronavirus restrictions are still in place there.
It's been interesting. I get to take my mask off under the rules now. We haven't quite caught up with the science here in the House.
That's Texas's Louie Gohmert. Georgia's Drew Ferguson says this is slowing down their work.
President Biden has lifted the mask requirements for the White House staff, but amazingly here in the House of Representatives, we still must wear the mask, stagger the vote times, have these long vote times.
Israel barraged the northern Gaza Strip with tank fire and airstrikes, killing a family of six in their home and heavily damaging other neighborhoods. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. A young former Massachusetts mayor, Yasiel Correa, has been convicted of swindling investors out of tens of thousands of dollars and extorting marijuana vendors. Correa is from Fall River. He insisted since his 2018 arrest, he was innocent and blamed his charges on political foes he claimed wanted to bring him down. He was elected mayor in Fall River when he was 23. This is AP News. An online petition with more than 350,000 signatures has been submitted, calling for the cancellation of the Tokyo Olympics.
The petition campaign, called Stop Tokyo Olympics, was drafted by a well-known Japanese lawyer, Kenji Utsunomiya, who has also run for governor of Tokyo. He says the response is surprising but acknowledges that it's too little and probably too late. Utsunomiya said at a news conference, it is good the media coverage has put a lot of pressure on the IOC, the organizing committee and other groups, but he says in terms of the numbers, tens of millions of signatures are really necessary. I'm Charles Duledesma.
The Coast Guard says river traffic has reopened on the Mississippi near Memphis, Tennessee, 3 days after it was closed when a crack was discovered in the Interstate 40 bridge that connects Tennessee and Arkansas. The bridge itself is still closed. Ed Donahue, AP News.